Real CPL Pest Control. Send bugs to bug heaven. Call 281-683-6737. Alrighty, welcome back to CPL Pest Control's podcast channel. I'm your host, Chris Villarreal, president and general manager of CPL Pest Control's Houston division. And today we are talking about snake control here in Southeast Texas. So if you're like most residents here in the Houston area, you do not want to deal with snakes. Most pest operators don't want to deal with snakes. We here at CPL Pest Control do mess around with snakes. So in this channel, kind of want to talk about what snakes, you know, we see in our area, and most importantly, what we here at CPL Pest Control do to eradicate snake problems. So let's go ahead and just jump into it. So what kind of snakes do we see here in our area? So, you know, anywhere from your rattlesnakes to your water moccasins. You know, Southeast Texas is a swampy area, so we have a lot of the probability of having snakes in our areas is a lot higher than, say, West Texas, where even though in West Texas they have their own separate snake problem, we here in the Houston area deal with, like I said, the rattlesnakes, the water moccasins, the cottonmouths, those types of snakes. And those snakes can be poisonous. And, you know, we want to be able to enjoy our time outside, whether it's in our yard or at a park or so forth. We want to be able to enjoy our time outside and not worry about these types of wildlife, essentially, is what we're dealing with snakes or wildlife. So what attracts them to an area? So just like any type of critter, they are out and about looking for a food supply. Or they're looking for a food source. And so, you know, with your snakes are attracted to small insects and small mammals. And so very important that one of the first steps in eliminating and reducing the probability of having a snake problem is eliminating the food source. So mice and rat proofing your home is a great step to making sure that you do not have a problem with snakes. If there is no food source, the snake has no business there at your house. And so very important that method is employed above all. That's kind of the biggest way, because no matter what you do, if there is a huge attraction for a snake to come in contact with your yard, you know, they'll continue to try to break any barrier that you set up because there's something that they want, right? Which is the rodent that's inside your yard. So that being said, the next method by which we employ that works tremendously is snake proofing your backyard, your home, so forth. So what we do is we set up a fencing area around your yard that eliminates the ability for snakes to slither underneath or climb above the fence into your yard. Snakes, just like any other type of wildlife critter, are lazy and they don't want to work harder than they have to. If there is an obstacle in their way, they will continue to move along that obstacle, alongside of the obstacle, until there is a gap in the obstacle. So it's very important that there are no gaps in the fencing, because in doing so, you know, what we're doing is we're funneling them to someone else's yard. Let it be someone else's problem. And that's the reason why the fencing is required kind of along the entire backyard. Like I said, that eliminates the ability for snakes to go back and forth with ease into your yard. The next way that, you know, it's kind of hit or miss is your snake repellents. And so your snake repellents are kind of what we put in the yard that work as a additive, not the primary method of eliminating the snake problem. Like I said, in terms of ranking the eliminating methods, number one is eliminating the food supply. Number two is, you know, eliminating their ability to come into your yard. And then number three is putting these repellents, you know, your snake away, your snake repellents. Those work to a certain degree. Like I said, that you'd never want to employ those as your primary method, because they, a snake will find their way around them, around those repellents, but those repellents just kind of add more protection. So we here at CPL Pest Control offer all three of those methods. Like I said, we like to use them, in conjunction, you know, with each other. We don't like to use any one, on their own. We like to employ all three, but give us a call today. You don't want to roll around into the springtime with snakes. I'm looking here at my website right now, looking at some of the traffic that we have, and the biggest time for snake, you know, where snakes are searched is creeping up on us, and that's around March and April. So you want to give us a call now. You want to make sure that you roll into the spring, you know, with your home already ready for the snake invasion, if you will. So give us a call today, 281-683-6737. Again, my name is Chris. I want you to call, and I want you to say that you want to speak with Chris about snake control. That's going to let me know that you listen to this podcast. It's going to let me know that I don't have to bore you to death with the three methods that we employ. And it can allow us to just go out and give you a free estimate, a free quote, a free inspection. And we can just kind of go from there. So thanks again for listening. Again, I'm your host, asked to speak with Chris about snake control. Thanks again for listening. And we hope to make your home snake-free this spring season. Thanks again for listening.
Hello, I'm Chris with CPL Pest Control. If you're like most homeowners, your home is your most valuable possession. You want to protect it from termites, roaches, mosquitoes, rats, mice, and other unwanted pests that can cause damage and even spread serious diseases to you, your family, and your pets. At CPL Pest Control, we understand that. We're a full-service pest control company dedicated to helping folks just like you live pest-free lives. So call us today at 281-683-6737 for a free pest consultation and a free estimate. And be sure to visit our website at www.cplpestcontrol.com.
CPL Pest Control, send bugs to bug heaven. Call 281-683-673.